sometimes there are some people who who may be in a community, but you know, they don't behave very ethically, or they are very harsh, judgmental, or say they create trouble, they hurt others. And such people, sometimes because they are senior, then it's difficult to take action against them also. So what do we do in such a situation? See, this is, I'm going to talk elaborately about this if we get time, about forgiveness. But I'll talk about it briefly here. It is said that there are two kinds of people. Some people bring happiness where they go, and some people bring happiness when they go. So, now, in the devotee community, it is not that the devotees who are there have suddenly come down from the spiritual world. Now, all of us, even if we've been here for many years, we have our conditionings. We have our particular natures. Some of us may have been born and brought in a rough and tough culture. Some of us born in a very sensitive, cultured environment. And there will be differences. So, when in the devotee community we find that some people will be very loving, some people will be kind, some people, with them we just click. And with some people, you know, it's like, as soon as we start seeing them, our blood pressure goes up. I don't want to be with this. Sometimes it happens like that. So we should see that. As I said, the whole art of practicing bhakti is the devotional reinterpretation of reality. So that means the devotees are very kind and loving. We see that Krishna is pulling us towards Him through them. You know, yes, these devotees are so loving. Then how much loving Krishna must be. And feeling like that, we become pulled towards Krishna through them. And there are other devotees through whom Krishna pushes us towards Him. It is when they sometimes act in unreasonable ways, they act in some troubling ways. Now we needn't see it is that particular devotee's nature and that's how they are acting. But rather than just obsessing over that, we should see that Krishna can teach different things to different people. So some painful lessons about the nature of the material world may come even through devotees. You know, for example, when Draupadi was gambled away by Yudhishthira was a devotee. And he was Dharmaraj. And Draupadi just gone for, you know, after the coronation, she just gone to another, it's a relative's home. And suddenly, she's called out. You know, she's subjected to a terrible predicament, devastating dishonor. Now, in a sense, you could say, her husband let her down. But she never held it against Yudhishthira. She just took that she did her best to try to avoid the calamity. When that didn't happen, she just took shelter of Krishna. So sometimes in devotees also, some devotees may just behave in ways which are unreasonable. So we, at a ultimate level, we just see that it's Krishna. Prabhupada says, don't expect utopia in this world. That we are not ideal. We are not a community of ideal people. We are all a community of people with ideals. We are trying to come to those ideals. You know, if we think that, I should have a community of ideal people around me. Well, we will not find such a community anywhere in the world. And if at all a community of ideal people we find, we will not get entry there. Because we are not ideal. At least I am not ideal. So, it's like we just have to, the capacity to love the unlovable is actually the character of love. To love those who love us, it's very easy. But to love the unlovable, that is where the test comes. Now, that doesn't mean that the other person is insulting us, backbiting us, deriding us. We still keep subjecting ourselves to torture. But no, we just understand that, you know, sometimes this is just a part of living in a community. This is just the nature of the material world. And it's not that particular person is a problem. Every community will have some people who are like that. And, you know, who knows? Some people may be thinking, you are like that. I am like that. Once I was giving a class, one devotee asked, I was asking, you know, I was talking about the classes about tolerance. So I said, you know, we have to tolerate many things in life. So what all are the things we have to tolerate? So one devotee immediately raised his hand. Yes, we have to tolerate devotees.
We have to tolerate devotees.
I said, yes, that's a good realization. That, you know, for practicing bhakti, we have to tolerate devotees. But as we become more advanced, we will realize that devotees are tolerating us. So it is a process of mutual tolerance. And sometimes, some people just do not match. So we can just, if we can't gel with someone, it's not that we have to have a very close relationship with them. We can just keep a distance from some people. And it's said that good fences make good neighbors.
You know, if you have...
This is my property. No, just make this mark. So like that, if we, after a few interactions with people, we understand, you know, what level of proximity or distance is good in this relationship. You know, some people will become very close to some people, we get a distance. There's nothing wrong in that. We are all individuals and we'll have different degrees of relationships. Now, having said that, that we just have to be realistic and adapt ourselves. We have to know that everybody in the devotee community is not necessarily going to be inspiring. Because I am of a particular nature and I'll be inspired by particular devotees. So the devotee community is like a hospital. In a hospital, we come primarily to be treated by the doctor. And we may bond with other patients who are also taking treatment similarly. But sometimes, some people go to the hospital. If the hospital is not very well monitored, the patient who goes to get treated for one problem gets infected by another problem in the hospital. That can also happen. Sometimes, you know, we may have surgical conditioning, but by associating some other people, you might get some other conditioning. So we have to be careful that we associate with those devotees who inspire us. And if some devotees are by nature are discouraging, just keep a distance from them. You know, bhakti requires a tender heart. But bhakti also requires a thick skin. We need to cover our tender heart with a thick skin. We are, whoever we are going to be criticized. Whoever we are, there are going to be people who will backbite us, who will speak negatively about us. It's just the nature of the material. Bhutanam yad mithankali. So we can't be hypersensitive. Some people will like some people won't like some people. So a lot of problem comes when we expect everyone to like us. Or we expect even this person should like me. No, some people will just not like us. Just leave it at that. Just move on in our life. Sometimes they go, why is this person thinking like this about me? Why is this person thinking like this about me? No. You know, they're just different, we are different, and some people click, some people don't click. Just move on. We have not come here in the devotee community to be liked by everyone. We have come here to serve Krishna. Now, while serving Krishna, now we'll click with some people, we won't click with some people. We don't have to be on a campaign against anyone else. But if somebody doesn't like us, just leave it. We are here to practice bhakti. And they are also there to practice bhakti. Now, what level they want to practice, how they want to practice, that's up to them. If somebody is going beyond not liking us to actively troubling us repeatedly, then we have to deal with them appropriately. We may have to tell, as I said, the same three options. We change ourselves, we change the person, or we walk away. So if we may just tolerate them, or we may report to the authorities take some action against them, or we just change our service so that we don't have to interact with them. These are practicalities you have to deal with. But in principle, we just learn that I have to move on in my service to Krishna. And just as the Ganga, when it is moving towards the ocean, sometimes it goes straight. Sometimes the obstacle comes, it may go left, it may go right, it may go above, it may go below. Sometimes we just erode the rock and then go through. So like that, we have to make sure that no person becomes like a rock who stops us going from Krishna, from going towards Krishna. Find some way around. Find some way around and move on in our journey towards Krishna. And some people may be very big troublemakers. That's like that, then you just keep a long distance from them. Find some other service and move on. Now, see, it's very easy to understand that attachment is is a distraction. And if we are too attached to someone, we are always thinking about that person. And then we cannot think about Krishna. But just as attachment is a distraction in the spiritual path, aversion is also a distraction in the spiritual path. When we are attached, we are thinking too much of a person positively. When we are averse, we are thinking too much of a person negatively. But essentially the same thing. We are letting some person other than Krishna dominate our consciousness. So, just as if we are too attached to someone, we will do the appropriate things to regulate that attachment. Maybe create some distance or whatever it is. Similarly, if you are too averse, then you have to do the necessary things to decrease that aversion also. And just move on in our practice of bhakti. So if we have to, we are in a situation where we just have to work with that person. Yes, there is no alternative. If we try and it doesn't work, we have to work with that person. Then we should know that we may be working with them, but we are not working for them. We are working with them for Krishna. So that means, say if there is a cloth shop, there is an attendant who shows clothes. And there are some customers who are very finicky. They will look at 100 dresses and they will not take anything afterwards. Now the attendant has to, you know, clear all the mess and put everything together, and they will just get irritated, you know. He's wasted so much of my time. So now, if such a customer comes, the attendant has to deal with them. The attendant can just get irritated. Or the attendant can, knows that, you know, actually my salary is not coming from this place. There's a camera and my boss is watching. And my boss is going to give me the salary. So, even if this person doesn't make a sale, this attendant may fail to make a sale, but the boss observes, you know, this is a tough customer. And you handle them well. And you are a cool guy. You may fail to make the sale, and still the boss may promote. You are courteous. You know how to deal with difficult people. So like that, sometimes we have to work with difficult people. And when you're working with difficult people, you know, Krishna also knows it is not easy for us. Krishna is observing. So if we work with difficult people, then rather than simply reciprocating, simply reacting to them at the same level at which they are acting. No, we are courteous with them, but we are not really serving them. We are serving Krishna. And they are simply a medium through whom we are serving them. And they are like, serving some people is a pleasure. Serving some people is an austerity. So we just accept that. And if at all we are put in that situation, then we do it and we see that this is a way I am serving Krishna. You know, when we are going through difficult situations, Krishna knows that. In the 10th canto, there's a description that when Narad Muni came, he gave a Parijat flower to Krishna and Krishna gave it to Rukmini. And Satyabhama got upset. And then Krishna brought a full Parijat tree for Satyabhama. And then, when again Krishna came to meet Rukmini, he thought Rukmini will be upset. And then she will demand something from me. But Rukmini did not demand anything. And by not demanding anything, later on Krishna says, Rukmini, you won my heart. So, the point is that even when nothing is being spoken, but Krishna is noticing. So if we are going through difficulties, if we are dealing with difficult people, Krishna notices that. So we are not, you know, if we are simply reacting to the way that person is acting, then where is the Krishna element in our relationship? A devotee, whenever they relate with another person, it is not only two people. It's a third person. It's Krishna in that interaction. And we act in a way that will please Krishna. That's how we can appropriately act in a mood of service to Krishna, even when we are dealing with difficult people. Does that answer the question?